And now let's catch up on the week's events in Ambridge as we join the Archers.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't you think you're overdoing it a bit, dear?
I just had a very heavy weekend.
Worrying about Nigel's job offer?
Nigel, you must be joking. I didn't even think he was serious.
I see. So why are you so exhausted?
Cameron does think that Nigel is serious.
About the job offer?
He's jealous of Nigel, Mum. Plain and simple.
I see. I do hope you aren't exploiting his jealousy. Have you finished?
Yes, thanks. Come on, Mum, even you were young once.
Of course I was.
Well, don't tell me you didn't discover the benefits of a little jealousy. It certainly makes a man more attentive.
Well, since you mention it, but I still don't approve.
Is that why Cameron was invited to Sunday tea?
It seemed only fair as you're seeing him so regularly.
Oh, and nothing at all to do with Red House Farm.
Has David gone?
About 10 minutes ago, dear.
Oh, blast.
Morning, Dad. Nice to see you happy and smiling on a Monday morning.
Morning, Elizabeth.
What's the problem, Phil?
Well, I meant to tell David about those spare gates over at Marnie's. They need them for the barn.
They know that, dear.
No, they can't. I haven't told them.
No, but you told me on Saturday, and I told Ruth to tell David.
There you are, Dad. No need for panic.
Well, I still think I should be supervising getting ready for lambing.
There. That's done.
You could have helped your mother with the washing up, Elizabeth.
I could, but as it happened, she wouldn't let me. Would you, Mum?
No. If you've got 5 minutes, Phil, I'll make you a nice pot of chamomile tea.
Chamomile?
Calm your nerves.
Oh, am I that twitchy?
Yes, Dad.
Tell your father all about Nigel's offer.
Oh, she told me yesterday. I must say, that young man seems to have grown up a bit.
A bit is right. I don't think he's serious about the job.
Well, it sounded serious when you were discussing it with Cameron Fraser.
That was just for Cameron's benefit. He said thanks for the tea, by the way.
Tell him he's welcome.
But not too often.
I heard that, Dad.
You were meant to.
He is nicer than he seemed at first, but I still think he's too old for you.
Nigel is far too young.
Cameron's too old, Nigel's too young. There aren't that many eligible men around.
There isn't any rush, Elizabeth. Come in.
Hello, good morning.
Nigel. How nice.
Morning, Mr. Archer, how are you?
You didn't say you were coming, Nigel.
I've come for your answer, Lizzie. Do you want to work for me or not?
I'm not going to be defeated by a gate.
Ruth?
What?
Don't try and do that on your own.
It's done.
Why didn't you ask me?
Good question.
That's why there's two of us on the job.
I'm just as capable of carrying the old gate as you are.
Ruth?
David, we won't be finished before Lamont starts if we have a debate. Is it all right here?
Yeah, just lean it up against the wall for now.
How long have these gates been rusting away?
Dad only knows, and he's not telling.
Are you sure they're all right?
Yeah, they're good enough for making pens.
Look a bit rough to me.
No, it's just paint peeling off.
Shall we ship the next one, then?
Ruth, please tell me what the matter is.
If you don't know, I can't tell you.
Oh, don't be silly.
Funny that when you disagree with me, you're being sensible. When I disagree with you, I'm just plain silly.
Never plain, darling, not my wife.
I'll break this gate over your head if you patronise me, David Archer, so help me, I will.
Can I help it if I'm love-struck?
Fool.
I'm not arguing.
We haven't got time. That's all the gate's in. Better get some of these bales now.
Ruth.
What?
Please.
Please what?
Please tell me what's made you so angry.
I'm not angry. I'm hurt, if you must know.
About what?
Red House Farm.
Oh. But I was on your side.
I know you were.
And it was Dad who convinced me we couldn't really afford it.
You told me.
So?
So did Phil come over and talk to me?
No, he knew I'd explain it to you.
Yes, David, you explain things to children.
Oh, Ruth, nobody thinks of you like that.
No?
No. Mum's still raving about your Christmas dinner. She said you were turning into Superwoman.
David, I don't want to be famous for me light touch with the bread sauce. I just want to be consulted as an equal partner on this farm.
It wouldn't have made any difference if you'd been in on the discussion. Dad was adamant.
I still would like to have been there. Phil discusses everything with your mum, doesn't he?
No, I suppose he does, yeah.
And that's why Jill doesn't go around feeling the way I feel.
Well, that's why I've been asking you. How do you feel?
Like someone who was involved as an equal partner at the start. And now...
Yeah?
I feel like the hired hand again.
Are you sure I should be here for this, Marjorie?
It's not an official meeting of the PCC, Phil. And anyway, your ideas will be most welcome.
There you are, Phil. I told you Marjorie wouldn't mind.
Well, I'm beginning to feel like a parcel that nobody wants.
Rubbish.
Now, the installation of the church lavatory has not met with universal approval, as I'm sure you're well aware, Phil. Oh. And an extra mind on fundraising will be no bad thing at all.
Well, thank you.
I thought your hip was well on the mend.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I suppose I could do with a little more patience.
I think you've been almost saintly about it, dear.
Please don't feel surplus to requirements. Now, do have some more coffee.
Oh, thank you. Nobody's actually complained yet, have they?
If you don't count Linda Snow.
I certainly don't. I can't believe she's complained already.
Well, the notice has hardly been up on the church door for 5 minutes.
And she didn't seem too happy when I last spoke to her.
Is that what you wanted to discuss?
No. I wanted your opinion on my proposed strategy.
Oh, which is?
Attack being the best form of defence.
Good heavens, what did you have in mind?
Nothing violent, I assure you. I just thought that if we got the fundraising activities in full swing, it might distract people from brooding over the digging in the churchyard.
We do need to start as soon as possible. There's always jumble sales, I suppose.
Coffee mornings and beetle drives.
Well, every penny helps.
Yes. It'll be difficult to raise a substantial amount, especially in these straitened times.
What about a car boot sale?
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
We just have to find a friendly farmer who can donate a field. Shouldn't be too difficult.
We'll just have to ask around.
Any other brainwaves, Phil?
I seem to remember Mum and Dad and Uncle Tom organising charity concerts for fundraising.
So they did. Although we have had our two pantomimes.
And I don't think we want Linda Snell to organise anything else, not just for the time being.
And I'd prefer it if Bert kept his mind on his work. He gets so passionately involved in things.
I do think a charity concert's a good idea.
Well, it keeps people busy. I think you're right. Then they won't have time to start writing letters of complaint about the churchyard.
Robin assures me that they will be most careful.
I'm sure they will. But it only needs one troublemaker to start spreading alarm and despondency.
I think we could safely knock off now.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I wasn't angry at you personally, David. In fact, I wasn't angry at all.
You know that there wasn't a conspiracy, don't you?
I never really saw it like that. It's just being made to feel so left out of things.
Yeah, but you were right in there from the start.
So I thought.
But you were. That lunch with Cameron and Elizabeth.
And then I'm suddenly back to being the hired help.
Ruth, you know what you said about Dad and Mum always discussing everything?
Well, they do, don't they?
Well, yes, I suppose they must do. I just took it for granted.
I don't want to be taken for granted. All I want is that you and your dad should respect my point of view.
We do respect your point of view.
How can you even know what it is if you don't ask?
Look, it wasn't a formal meeting, Ruth. I just suggested buying Red House Farm, and Dad looked at the figures and decided it wasn't practical at the moment.
All right.
Well, it's clearly not, is it? Ruth, listen, would we really be wise to buy anything from Cameron Fraser?
Is it wise to let somebody open a theme park right next to Brookfield? That's the hot rumour.
Yeah. Look, can we postpone this till we've had some lunch?
Why not?
Right, the bull, or did you have something called en bleu waiting in the warming oven?
The bull.
Look, I promise to have another word with Dad, okay?
Okay.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hello, Jill. Phil.
Is everything under control with the barn?
I reckon we'll be ready even if they start lambing a few days early.
I told you there was nothing to worry about, Phil.
Well, I'd still like to go over it with you.
We were just going for some lunch, actually, Dad.
I've got a casserole in the oven if you'd like to join us.
Oh, I don't think
that would be
need...
really nice, wouldn't it, David?
Yes, if you say so.
Good. Bring your father in about 5 minutes.
I'm not a parcel, Jill. Bring me in, indeed.
Just a figure of speech, dear.
David wanted to ask you something, Phil.
Oh, yes. There's no sign of the meningitis returning, I hope.
No, Dad, looks as if it's all cleared up. And it's not about lambing. I wish you'd trust me.
I do trust you. I wouldn't be human if I didn't worry.
Oh, right.
Now you know how I feel.
What about?
Oh, nothing, Dad. It's just Ruth using her cow prod.
Obviously doesn't work on bulls.
Would you mind telling me what's going on?
Right. We'd like you to reconsider your decision on Red House Farm.
Oh? funny you should mention that.
Is it?
Well, I have been wondering if I wasn't a bit hasty.
What?
Great!
As you said, if he's desperate to sell, then we might pick up a bargain.
Nigel, what are we doing here?
Revisiting old haunts.
Here we are. Tea for the young people.
I say, Mrs. Antipas, what a splendid silver tea service.
Oh, it's only plate. It is rather a special occasion. You haven't been to Nightingale Farm for quite some time.
Not since the heavy weight of responsibility fell on my slender young shoulders.
Oh, really, Nigel, do you have to be such a ham?
But he does shoulder quite a burden, Elizabeth.
Mummy, you mean?
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Mummy is much improved.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Black with lemon for you, Nigel.
Super.
Califragilistic?
Expialidocious.
Oh, shut up, Nigel.
Milk for you, Elizabeth.
No, lemon, thanks.
So
your ancestral home is becoming quite a business venture, I gather.
Yes, we do have a lot of rather exciting plans afoot. Thank you.
And I expect you'll need some competent professional marketing help.
I see.
What do you see, Lizzie?
This is a setup, isn't it?
I don't understand.
You've enlisted Mrs. Antrobus in your campaign to persuade me to work for you.
I certainly have not.
Perish the thought. Although it does seem like a rather special opportunity for someone.
Look, I know you mean well, Mrs. Antrobus.
But the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I do have a career already, you know.
That's why I want you, Lizzie. That gift of yours for the well-heeled phrase.
I think you mean well-turned. Although in your case, perhaps well-heeled is right after all.
I wish girls had opportunities like that in my young day. I'd have snapped them up. I was a regular blue stocking, as we were then called.
But I keep saying, I do already have a career. I mean, what will my friends, other journalists, say if they find out I've changed direction?
But surely it would be a sort of promotion. Executive and management status and all that.
Well, financially, I'm sure it would be. But journalists are funny.
Judging from the gutter press, funny is not the word I'd use. I'm sure working with Nigel would be a cut above your cookery column in the Echo.
Yes, remember your debacle with the exploding marriage story.
I'd prefer to be remembered for my calf story, thank you very much.
Mrs. Antipas,
Oh, my scones. Do excuse me.
I think this was a bit cheap of you, Nigel. Tea at Nightingale Farm. I was expecting some fun.
Well, we can have some fun later.
That's what they all say.
Lizzie, I'm serious. I want an answer. Will you take the job or not?
Well, I don't know, Nigel. What about Mummy?
What about her?
I thought she controlled the checkbooks.
Not anymore.
I see.
Well, if you don't want this job, the other candidate certainly does.
You're just bluffing.
Oh, yes. Am I?
Does either of you want this last rasher?
No, not for me, thanks.
Debbie?
You know I don't eat fried food for breakfast.
Of course you don't. Silly me.
Neither do you, ma'am.
Neither do I what?
Eat bacon for breakfast.
Half a grapefruit and 2 spoons of muesli with skimmed milk. That's usually your lot.
Oh, well, just felt I wanted a change. No harm in that, is there?
You're the one that's obsessed with your figure, Jenny.
It would do you good to eat more in this weather, Brian. And whilst I'm on the subject of your health...
Mum?
Don't give me that look, Debbie. If your father can't be trusted to monitor his own health, take his pills regularly and look...
He is taking them regularly.
Oh, yes. Like last week, for instance.
We all make mistakes.
But no one else can be responsible for you taking those pills when you should. Nobody else but you, Brian.
Actually, Mum, I'm keeping charge of them for the time being.
Oh, I see.
Well, as I seem to be spending a lot of time with Dad until he gets back into a routine...
She's got your grandmother's blood in her veins. Regular Mrs. Perkins when it comes to getting her own way.
So I've noticed.
Now, about half term.
Sorry?
Half term, Mum. Oh, don't say you've forgotten.
Good gracious, no! Whatever do you think I am?
So what plans had you got in mind?
Just thought I'd play it by ear.
With Kate? Oh, that is asking for trouble.
I'll get it.
She'll love that.
I am quite capable of looking after my own children for a few days.
The last thing I want is Kate mooning round the farm. She gets Sammy Whipple overexcited asking those devious questions of hers.
If I didn't know better...
You'd think Jenny was glad to get away from us.
I should be used to Mum's mercurial moods by now.
So what are your plans for today?
Well, nothing much. Why?
Well, we keep saying we'll take that walk round the lake.
It was a nice crisp day.
You mean you'd like to?
Of course I would, Dad.
That is nice.
What is?
You remember those
people I said I'd met, the ones with the marvellous ideas about riding, you...
No.
Oh, you must remember. They live over Leamington Way, and they've got a set-up similar to ours. Anyway, they've invited me over for lunch and a guided tour.
But I thought you said they'd given you the guided tour last time you were invited.
Oh, I couldn't get time to see all of it, darling. It's a simply enormous estate.
Well, do you think you can hang on for half an hour, Mum?
Well, of course I can, darling.
Thanks. Won't be long, Dad.
If it's shopping I can get you, Oh, suit yourself. Anything else I can get for you, Brian?
Such as?
I don't know.
I wish you could turn back the clock.
Whatever do you mean?
I wish I'd never gone near that cow, Joe Grundy's. Then I wouldn't have been kicked in the head and I wouldn't have this problem with the epilepsy.
If I could turn the clock back for you, Brian, I honestly would.
Sheila?
No, it's me. I'm not disturbing anything, am I?
Oh, no, Debbie. I was just going to have my coffee break. Would you like a cup?
No, thanks. I just came to ask you a favour.
Oh, yeah?
I wondered if you were free this evening.
I'm free most evenings. Once I've put the kids to bed, fed Neil, done my housework and the ironing for the next day, well, my time's all my own.
Perhaps I shouldn't ask you then.
You can always ask.
Well, I promised that I'd work in the Bull this evening, but...
An exciting date.
I wish. No, I just think I need to keep my dad company. He's a bit down in the mouth.
Oh, shame. You wanted me to stand in for you?
Well, if you could.
Well, I expect I could fit it in. As Clary always says, if you want something doing, ask a busy woman.
Oh, great. I owe you one, Susan.
How is your dad?
Oh, I think he's all right, really. Just a bit, you know, grey around the gills. Needs cheering up.
Mm. Clary told me about him having one of his fits last week.
Well, it wasn't as bad as it looked.
Oh, I don't think I could handle it. A fit.
Well, he doesn't need to have them if he takes his pills regularly. They're anticonvulsants, so he should be fine.
Forgot to take them, did he?
Yeah, seems like it. That's why I want to spend a bit of time with him, just for a week or two, until he's back on form.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's not Cameron Fraser, is it? I don't want to get you into trouble.
Doubt it. Hello?
May I?
Oh, Mrs. Antrobus, come in.
Oh, I thought you were Cameron Fraser.
Well, I'd be mistaken for some strange people in my town.
What can I do for you?
A large favour, I hope.
I've already booked her for this evening.
It was Friday that I had in mind.
Yeah.
Linda Snell has rather raved about your organisational abilities.
Oh, has she? That's very nice of her.
So I wondered how you felt about organising a village concert to raise some funds for church improvements.
Oh, well, if you think I could do it...
You'd be great, Susan.
I'm sure you could do it with help.
It's just the sort of thing Mum's good at.
I did ask her to attend the meeting on Friday, but she said she was far too busy with half-term plans.
Did she indeed?
Here we are, then.
Is this it?
Well, if you don't like it, we can always...
No, it's fine, Roger. There's a space over there.
I already saw it.
Just looks a bit depressing, that's all.
Well, all hotel car parks look pretty much the same. You'll like it once we get inside.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Jenny...
I'm sorry. I know I haven't been much fun today.
Have I complained?
No. You've been an absolute angel.
I wouldn't say that.
No, because you become rather modest. Awfully sweet. And... Oh, hell!
Darling, would you please tell me what's the matter? You've been like this all the way through lunch.
I don't know.
I think you do.
Oh, of course I do.
Jenny, you haven't changed a bit.
But you have.
Have I?
Yes, damn you.
What exactly is it that you don't like about my new personality?
You're so sweet, kind, and considerate.
You managed to make them all sound like major character faults.
Well, if you're the same old selfish swine that I first married, I...
Thanks a million.
No, but you're not anymore.
So, what if I'm not?
It'd be easier if you were. If we were just two thoroughly selfish people, grabbing a bit of satisfaction on the side and not giving a fig for anything or anybody.
Then it'd be easy to say goodbye. I thought that was what you were leading up to.
I feel so totally wretched.
Will my halo slip if I tell you that I don't feel at all guilty. And that I want you more now than I did all those years ago.
Don't.
But I do. And if anybody should feel guilty, it's me. I've come sailing along and ruined what was a nice, cozy little life.
It hasn't been that cozy.
No.
Unless you think that Brian having affairs with... heaven knows how many women was cozy.
Did he?
Yes. And I've got the fur coats to prove it.
That isn't why...
No, Roger, I'm not doing this to get my own back on him.
Are you sure?
Come here, and I'll prove it to you.
So, we aren't going up to the hotel room, then?
You know we are.
By the way, I shan't be able to see you on Friday after all.
Oh, why?
I've got some business in Borchester. Too dangerous to meet there.
We'll just have to be extra careful then, won't we?
Jenny.
You know part of me doesn't care if we get caught or not. Part of me is 18 and quite mad.
I know, but for your sake, be careful. You've got much more to lose than I have.
I'm glad to see that you're all right, Brian.
Oh, I'm fine, Jill. I've got my daughter waiting hand and foot on me.
Just keeping a watchful eye. I did wonder if you and Jennifer would like to have some supper with us this evening. I was going to ask her this morning, but she seemed to be in a tearing hurry.
Oh, that sounds like Mum.
Jenny phoned to say she's been held up in Leamington.
Leamington?
Yeah, she's doing some research on riding.
Oh, well, why don't you both come and have supper at Brookfield? Phil would be very glad of the company.
Well, what do you think, Dad?
Yeah, sounds fine to me. Your mother said she'll get something to eat over there.
Good.
And how's Phil?
Oh, he's fine. Apart from being a bit bored and tired of playing Scrabble with only me as a partner.
Oh, I'll give him a game of Scrabble.
Yeah, I haven't played for years, but I wouldn't mind stretching the old grey matter.
Right, well, I could run you over now if you like.
I think Dad ought to get a warm coat.
Oh, Debbie.
Well, it's going to be quite foggy this evening and it's turning icy.
He's right, Brian.
Oh, blasted women. Always in the right.
It's nice that your mother's taking such an interest in Brian's plans for the farm.
Mm.
I try to be involved with everything at Brookfield, up to a point, of course.
Oh, yes, Mum seems to be constantly out and about somewhere.
Doing research.
Yes, that's right. This is her second visit to Leamington.
I expect she'll become an expert on rides, then. We shall know where to come for advice.
Right.
I remember when we were in partnership, Jennifer was always investigating new ideas. I hope she doesn't overdo things.
Oh, I expect she's learnt to pace herself.
So, everything is all right, then?
Sure. What makes you ask?
Nothing, dear. She just looked a bit flushed this morning.
Oh, she's eating like a horse.
Perhaps it's part of the research.
What is?
Eating like a horse? Just a limp joke.
Oh, right.
Well, I'm glad that everything is going so well for her. I've known times when Jennifer was under strain and she's had a tendency to neglect herself.
Oh, you mean when Dad was first ill?
Yes, dear. Still, as you say, that nothing's wrong.
No, no. Everything's fine.
Good.
Yes? Oh, nothing. Nothing.
All right. But if you ever do want to talk, Debbie, you know where I am.
I don't know what you're getting so upset about.
No. Hang my jacket up for me, will you?
Nigel offered me a job. I haven't accepted.
Well, you haven't said no either.
I told you I didn't think he was serious.
But now you do?
Well, he did seem quite keen when we were having tea.
You went out with him?
Oh, come on, Cameron. Nightingale Farm. Heavily chaperoned by the Dowager Duchess Antrobus. Hardly a wild night at rags.
You are a perfectly free agent.
True. Same as you, and what was her name? Ingrid?
Leave Ingrid out of this.
Yes, Cameron. No, Cameron. Three bags full, Cameron.
As I said, you are a free agent.
You really are jealous, aren't you?
Hooray, Henry. Don't make me laugh.
You're not exactly bursting with working-class cred yourself.
Right, I'm ready. Well, are we going to Grey Gables or not?
I don't know. So boring up there.
Oh, whatever happened to physical fitness?
I don't actually relish having a flaming row on the exercise machines with Caroline enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, now who's jealous?
Me. jealous of Caroline Byrne, please?
Oh, so here we are, two people who are not remotely jealous of each other's pasts.
Exactly.
So what are we rowing about?
I don't know. A hypothetical job offer.
Is he serious?
Well...
I thought so.
He says he's got another candidate for the job.
Then let her do it. Problem solved.
I do have my career to think about, Cameron.
I thought you were a journalist.
Yes, I thought I was a journalist. But I've not exactly been snowed under with work offers recently.
Well, if you're short of money.
You can't be offering me the wages of sin.
I might be.
Oh, yes? A vintage Jag? A luxury penthouse in Felpisham?
Perhaps. When my cash flow is a little better.
You're not broke, are you? You of all people.
Good heavens, no. Whatever made you think that?
I'm not after your money, Cameron.
I know that.
Perhaps you don't.
What?
I think I'm probably the first woman in your life who wants you just because you're you.
I see. So are you calling Caroline a gold digger?
No. But then she didn't want you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Her loss is my gain.
So you'd live in a garret with me, would you? La Boheme and all that.
If I had to, then I would, yes. But if I took this job with Nigel, I'm sure I could screw an enormous salary and perks out of him.
The day I have to depend on a woman for money.
No one could ever mistake you for a new man, could they?
Do you want one? A new man?
I tried one of those. All crystals and anxieties, no thanks.
And you don't want Nigel Pargeter, do you? Not really.
Honestly, Cameron.
You're a bit off your beaten track, ain't you, Ruth Archer?
I've just been to have a look over Red House Farm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Nothing. Just looking.
Well, tell you something about that land.
I thought you might. Hang on a minute.
Just because you've been to fancy college don't mean you still can't learn something from them as have worked the land, man and boy.
The world's full of men with all the answers. Okay, Joe, what are you going to tell me?
Nothing you couldn't have found out by asking around.
I haven't got time for riddles, Joe. I've got to get back to Brookfield.
It's sour.
What?
It's sour, bad land. Fit for nothing much but stunted crops.
Rubbish, it's not that bad.
Oh, go on, scoff.
Morning, Ruth. Mr. Grundy?
Oh, hi, Usha. What brings you over here?
I paid my fine this month.
Yes, I'm sure you have. But I'm just having a short drive and a little walk in the fresh air.
My Clary and my grandchildren, we all asked to be on short commons, but that fine is paid every month.
Very commendable and very wise. The courts can be quite heavy on fine defaulters.
I've got the receipts in the house. Just ask my Clary.
Usha hasn't got anything to do with your fine, Joe.
They're all in it together, if you ask me.
And who might they be?
Magistrates, lawyers, coppers, and the archers.
You're paranoid, Joe.
I think she's right.
Well, but I know it's my duty to the community.
I wish I'd stayed in Borchester. What are you on about now, Joe?
We've letting the PCC have the use of one of my fields for a car boot sale.
I'm really out of my depth here. I think it's for the fundraising for the church improvement.
Oh, right. Mark mentioned it.
Well, you know why I'm telling you this?
No, I don't either.
You ain't a Christian, are you?
No, I'm a Hindu.
Well, I didn't mean no offence. Facts are facts.
I was under the impression that the village church was as much a community centre as a Christian place of worship.
My sentiments entirely.
In fact, I did think of offering my services to the fundraising committee.
Yeah, well, you got a farm to run. I can't stand here all day gossiping.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
He didn't upset you, did he? Take more than him. He's quite a sad old soul, really. I shouldn't let him fool you. He wouldn't be the first to try. You all right? I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I'm sorry too.
So?
Don't say it, Cameron.
What?
They're a dreary bunch. That's what you were going to say.
No. I was very interested to meet your journalist cronies.
The South Borsetshire Literary Lions. The ones in Birmingham and Bristol are much more interesting.
I see.
Oh, I knew that's how they'd react when I told them I was considering giving up journalism.
They were a bit scathing. Although, judging by their tailoring, they aren't exactly rolling in filthy lucre.
Two-bit stringers, most of them.
Quite.
And that's what I'm in serious danger of turning into if I carry on much longer like I have been.
And that's why you want to take Nigel's job offer.
Think about it seriously, at least.
No, I understand.
Gosh.
Surprised?
I was expecting you to turn green with jealousy at the mention of Nigel's name.
I really don't have anything to be jealous of. Do I?
For heaven's sake, Cameron, don't spoil it.
Oh, I'm not going to raise any objections, Elizabeth.
Wonderful. So, does that mean we can talk about something else?
Well, I haven't finished yet.
I'm listening.
If, however, I find that it has become more than a business arrangement, well, I shall have to reconsider my reaction, shan't I?
No way am I going to get involved with Nigel again.
I'm sure your father will be pleased to hear it. Hello, Mr. Archer.
Hi, Mum, Dad. How did it go?
I think your father needs to sit down.
Yeah, I certainly do.
It wasn't bad news, was it, Dad?
Oh, I do hope not. You were doing so well.
So well, in fact, that we decided to go for a stroll in the park.
And your father's rather overdone it.
Well, we're only about a couple of hundred yards. No, I'll be fine if I can just take the weight off my feet for a while.
Can I get you something to drink?
I'd love an orange juice.
Oh, just a tonic water for me, thanks.
Nelson seems engrossed. I'll go over and get them.
So, what did the specialist say about your hip, Dad?
Everything's going according to plan.
As long as he doesn't rush at things, he should be okay. You've just got to be patient, haven't you, dear?
Not one of my virtues, I know.
Nonsense.
So you'll be hurling yourself into Lamming, then?
Not if I have anything to do with it.
No, I'll be sensible. And how's Cameron?
Oh, Dad, we're just having lunch.
We didn't come to Nelson's to spy on you, dear.
I should think not.
Actually, we've just been discussing Nigel's job offer. And surprise, surprise, Cameron doesn't seem to mind. Aren't men strange?
Have you ever watched Milken?
Only on telly.
I could show you if you want to stay and watch.
That's very kind of you, Ruth. But I have to get back to the office to see a client.
Probably be about as exciting as me watching you at work.
Some people seem to think the legal profession's about trying to milk people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry if I got a bit emotional out there.
No problem.
It's not as though I'm completely heartbroken about my boyfriend. Because in all honesty, I'm really not.
It's never easy, though, is it?
I think it's more the feeling of having burnt my boats. I said I could make it on my own out in Borchester, and here I am, having to put my money where my mouth is, literally. Oh, sorry, I'm talking too much.
No, you're not. I'm glad of the company. David's away, and Phil and Jill haven't come back yet. Bert's off round the ewes, so it's just me and the cows.
Funny. But I like the countryside much more than I thought I would.
It grows on you. I wasn't brought up on a farm, you know.
Really? I had you down for a country girl, born and bred.
And me dad runs a toilet paper factory. Oh,
that is a long way from being born with a milking stool in your hand.
You should hear me dad's terrible jokes about it.
My auntie from Wolverhampton has a good sense of humour. She keeps telling me she needs one when it comes to handling me.
And don't look now, but we'd both better brush up on our sense of humour.
This man is like the Mary Celeste. Not a soul around.
Only us longhorns, Joe.
At least you know some farmers can afford to keep taking days off.
Hello again, Mr. Grundy. Huh? And before you say it, I'm entitled to the odd afternoon off as well.
Not my business, I'm sure. I just want to talk to Jill Archer about me top field.
They should be back soon.
What I want to know is, how much are they willing to pay me for the use of my field? Or does I take me share from the entrance money?
You what? It's a fundraising event. Surely you'd give it for free.
Oh, nothing's for nothing in this life, missus.
I can tell you now, they won't want the field if they have to pay for it. What was that? My God, look, Joe.
Oh, she's gone down. Here, quick, get some straw.
Right. That poor cow. Looks as if she's in agony.
Yeah, slipped on that concrete, see? Worn smooth like glass.
Can I do anything to help?
Just keep out the way.
I told David about that patch of concrete.
Yeah, well, come on, we'll shift these cows, noisy beggars. And we're trying Turner.
Where do you want it,
Joe? We'll round the cow. Then we'll try and make her comfortable. And after that, it's up to the vet.
I'll run and phone him if you like.
Oh, thanks, could you? You know where the office is?
Yes, I won't be long.
Yeah. See if we can roll her over.
The number's on the pinboard, over the phone.
You'd be lucky to save her, I reckon. But pull on that leg.
All right, old girl. Only trying to make you comfortable. Don't you think the vet can do anything?
Take that straw up under her a bit more. Well, she's done the splits, hasn't she? Split her pelvis, mostly.
Well, I'll wait and see what Robin sees. There, old girl.
You know what these vets are. Pump her full of antibiotics, I expect.
What would you do?
I'd get her slaughtered straight away while she's still fit for human consumption. Get the casualty slaughtered and have her put down on the farm.
I'll wait and see what Robin says before I decide.
without consulting your husband.
I'm quite capable of making a decision on my own, once I get the vet's opinion.
Well, just hope your husband agrees with you when he gets back, then. Or I wouldn't like to be in your shoes, Ruth Archer. I really wouldn't.
Can you manage that, darling?
Yeah, you can give me that other car if you like, Mum.
No, I've got it. Just put them down on the countertop, will you?
Mm. You must have brought half of Underwood's in here.
You'd be surprised how much food it takes to make a good three-course lunch.
Oh, I don't know. You just open the fridge, you take out the cheese and cold meats, you open the bread bin, take out the bread,
all
and
right,
then...
darling, just put the cream in the fridge, will you?
In the freezer or the chiller?
Chiller, I think.
Pass me the butter while it's open. It saves energy if you do it all in one go, rather than keep opening and closing the fridge door.
I am impressed. I know you and Brian have been left to fend for yourselves rather a lot.
Oh, we manage. We had a great casserole and Scrabble contest over at Brookfield the other night.
Oh, I'm sure that was fun. I hope you thanked Jill.
Of course we thanked her. I'm not 12, Mum. I do know how to behave.
With other people, if not with your mother.
Well, thanks a bundle.
I don't want an argument today. I'm making us all a super lunch.
Well, we won't say no.
That's why I dashed into Underwood's this morning to buy all this lovely food. Oh, careful with the quail's eggs.
You always seem to be dashing somewhere these days, Mum.
Meaning?
Meaning that you always seem to be dashing somewhere these days.
Well, I'm trying very hard to help Brian with his new ventures.
You certainly are, if your absences are anything to go by.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, Mum, it's just that I'm not completely sure what it is that you are doing for Dad.
Oh, no. What about when I rush the advert to the printers for you?
Well, yes.
Oh, Bibby, Bibby, I don't understand you sometimes.
No, we've done that one, Mum.
Why are you always so angry with me?
I didn't know I was.
I see. So all my attempts at making us a family lunch are going to be sabotaged, are they?
Oh, never mind the lunch, Mum. I mean, what is going on?
Nothing's going on.
Oh, all in our imaginations. Dad having a fit, is it?
Is it my fault that Brian won't take his pill? Look, I'll get it.
Careful. No need to knock me for six.
Sorry. Hello?
Who is it?
Hello, Mark.
Ooh, what does he want?
Sorry, Mark. Your birthday? Well, I don't know if she can.
Can what?
I think you'd better speak to her yourself, Mark. Yeah, she's right here.
Hi. In the wine bar?
Don't forget I'm making lunch.
I'm sorry, Mark. I've made other arrangements. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow night anyway. Bye. Oh, and thanks.
Oh, that might have been fun for you, darling.
Oh, yes. Well, except I've already promised to walk round the lake with Dad this afternoon.
I thought you did that the other day.
No, we went over the riding course the other day.
Oh, I'm sure Brian will be fine for a couple of hours.
I promised. Are you going to Mark's party tomorrow night?
I'll do my best, but I might be a little bit late.
Where are you going tomorrow?
Oh, those nice people in Leamington. They've invited me back again.
You're going to Leamington again?
That's what I said, yes.
But it's half term.
Will you leave me alone?
We're the ones that are being left on our own, Mum.
We'll get this last pen up together, and then we should be ready for lambing.
David?
I think we have said all there is to say about the cow.
I don't like being treated as if I were a naughty schoolgirl.
If you behave like one, what else do you expect?
David, I made a decision.
No, Ruth, you made the wrong decision.
We don't know that.
I think you made a wrong choice. Dad thinks you made a wrong choice. What do you want, a third opinion?
Robin didn't know whether he could get her upright again, and she was in terrible pain, David.
She might have recovered.
And if she'd been on antibiotics for a week, we couldn't have sold her for human consumption. We'd have had to pay the knacker man 50 quid to take her away. Look, David, I was on my own and I did what I thought was right.
I can't stand this, Ruth. It's like a permanent state of competition.
I'm not competing.
No?
I'm really not.
So why do I get the feeling that in any situation you think to yourself, now, what would David do? Then you do just the opposite.
Do you really think that of me? Well, do you?
No, of course not.
Anyway, perhaps you now know how I feel.
What?
When you go ahead with something and don't consult me.
It's not the same, Ruth.
Isn't it? Think about it.
Oh, all right. All right. suppose you did warn me about the concrete needing resurfacing.
About 100 times. It was like glass in parts of the collecting yard. No wonder the poor cow slipped.
I was busy.
Yeah. Now, when you're under pressure, things get neglected.
I said I've seen your point.
Is Phil mad at me?
You know, Dad, it'll blow over in 5 minutes and he'll have forgotten all about
it.
Morning! Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Oh, was it something I said?
What?
You two look very down in the mouth.
Just a touch of married bliss. You know how it is.
Yes, from time to time.
So, what brings you here?
I came to see if you felt like a bit of a celebration.
What's the occasion?
We're having a few drinks at the wine bar, late lunchtime, for Mark's birthday. You fancy dropping over?
Can we spare the time?
I think we can manage an hour.
I can run you back. I won't be drinking.
What do you see?
Well, the thing is, Sheila...
Yes?
I never make these decisions without in-depth discussions with my wife.
It's a good job I love you, David Archer. Otherwise, I'd have to beat your brains out with a frozen pizza margarita.
Oh, blimey. Are we having a toast to the birthday boy, then?
Yes, a toast to Mark.
37. I never expected to be 37.
What does it feel like to be middle-aged, then?
I am still in my prime, thank you very much.
I can vouch for that.
You know, when you were young, Mark...
Watch it.
Now, I remember women being demure and gentle in those days.
Must have been something to do with the crinolines and whalebones.
Very constraining whalebones.
Where's Usha?
Yes, darling, isn't she coming down to join us?
No, she's holding the fort at the office.
You rotten old slave driver.
I did tell her to take an hour off, but she was determined to stay and work.
Were you that busy, then?
Well, to tell you the truth, not rushed off our feet, no.
I'll take her a glass of bubbly up later.
Good idea.
I like Usha.
Yes, she said she had a nice chat with you yesterday, until the cow slipped.
Well, is she there?
Yeah, why?
Nothing.
It was Usha who went and phoned the vet for me.
I think I should very pointedly change the subject about here.
Why?
Oh, because David thought I made a wrong decision, but the vet
said... I know what the vet said. He said it was iffy, whatever that means.
Now, look, a toast! Birthday celebrations, remember?
Quite right. I'm supposed to be the centre of attention here.
Sorry, Mark.
Sorry.
Ruth, I'm sorry as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad Usha had a chat with you, Ruth. She's feeling a bit of a lost soul at the moment.
I know. I can sympathise with that.
Oh, come on, love. It's not that bad. Just because we don't always see eye to eye.
Isn't it?
Ruth, if you really feel that strongly...
But I do, David. I hate being left out of decisions on the farm just because I'm your wife. It's medieval.
Come on. Kiss and make up.
Please.
Kiss?
Just a grudging one.
That's better.
Now, have another drink.
Right. We ought to invite Usha over for a meal at the bungalow. She'd like that.
In the middle of lambing? Are you mad?
Here we go again.
Not tiring you out, is it, Dad?
Good heavens, no.
Well, even so, I'd like to stop and take a breather.
Well, that's fine by me.
I don't know if I could get used to living without the countryside again.
Oh, I'm sure you'd soon adjust. Wouldn't you?
Well, I actually don't think so.
Not too cold, Evie?
Oh, no, I'm well wrapped up.
Don't know if it's my imagination or not, but things seem to be coming on quite well.
I thought that. Last time we looked at the lake, it was like a building site.
Yes, a lot of signs of new life.
I just saw some tiny primroses in bud on that bank.
Yeah, it's well sheltered there.
We'll probably get snow tomorrow.
Best to be optimistic.
I thought farmers are professional pessimists.
I don't really feel like putting on a brave front at the moment.
You don't have to for my benefit, Dad.
I know, Debbie. About Roger.
What about him?
I do know how upsetting it was for you.
Do you?
Well, yes. I tried to see it from your point of view. He obviously meant a lot to you. And to your mother.
Yeah.
Mystery father, who just might have been more fun than the boring old stepfather that you saw all the time.
Well, something like that.
I've always thought of you as mine, you know.
I know you have.
But...
No buts, Dad. I've seen him now. I've talked to him. But more importantly, I've watched the way he behaves.
He's got style, I'll give him that.
I think I go more for content than style.
And your mother?
Mum always was a sucker for style.
So all we have to do is wait for the style to change again.
Dad, I want to say something.
Okay.
Now, you might not like what I have to say at first, but please, hear me out.
I'm listening.
For a lot of my life, I always wondered what it would be like to have a real father.
So I've learned.
But now I realise that I was being stupid. I did have a real dad. I had you.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
Anytime.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, you don't have to say anything. Can I take your arm?
Oh, anytime.
Shall we go and see Christine about that horse?
So all this was just to butter me up. So you could get me to spend a fortune on you, eh?
That's right. I'm mercenary to my very core.
What your mother said at lunch about not letting Chris sell her some old screw. Oh, it didn't sound like her at all.
I don't think Mum's quite herself at the moment.
I hope to God she isn't herself.
But whatever happens, Dad, I just want you to know. I'm with you, okay?
Gosh, there are some frightfully high-powered-looking people here.
Some important dealers from London.
I used to love going round those two bookshops off Bond Street with you.
Albemarle Street?
Are they still there?
Afraid not. Priced out of the area.
So which are the really important antiquarian book dealers?
The ones who don't look high-powered are the ones to watch out for, Jenny.
Well, I thought all book dealers wore cardigans and bow ties.
I don't.
You're different, darling. Then you always were. I suspect that's why I love you so much.
Careful, Jenny. Someone might overhear you.
Nobody we know is going to be at an antiquarian book sale in Porchester.
I still think we're taking a risk.
I know.
But I'm glad you decided to come today.
I don't think I could have coped with the weekend if I hadn't seen you first.
Oh, no.
What?
No, it's all right. He hasn't seen me.
Who?
A man I do a lot of business with.
Oh, I thought for one minute that...
That it was Brian.
No, but I did wonder if Debbie might be spying on me.
Deborah? Why would she do that?
Because I think she suspects something.
You're probably just imagining it.
No, I don't think so.
Look, everyone gets paranoid when they're having an affair.
You may be an expert, Roger. I'm not.
Jenny. Oh,
sorry. That's what Mum calls my high horse voice.
Anyway, what about you and John Tregoran?
Oh, really, Roger? I told you. John and I just shared a lot of interests. He was intelligent and literate, and he took an interest in me. Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Last night when Brian and Debbie came back from their walk together, I just sensed something. I can't put my finger on it, but...
Yes?
I felt as though they were on one side and I was on the other.
Just guilt?
Perhaps.
Jenny, you won't leave me, will you?
Oh, you're hurting my arm!
I'm sorry.
All right, of course I won't leave you, darling. I couldn't, not now.
I'm really sorry about that. I don't know what came over me.
Look so frightened.
Come on, or we'll miss the start of the sale.
Is there something you're not telling me?
The sale, Jenny. I don't want to miss the books I came to bid for.
So what do you think, Dad?
Oh, I don't think so, David.
No, I expect you're right. It seemed much harder this morning.
It was quite a mild frost. Not enough for slurry spreading. David... There's nothing wrong between you and Ruth, is there?
Oh, you know how it is. She feels left out of things.
Yes, your mother told me. And we've decided to try and make her feel more part of the family.
Sometimes I think that whatever we do, she'll still complain that she's not consulted, as she puts it.
So what did you decide?
Not ready for slurry yet, Mum.
Oh, I don't know.
What, Jill?
When I looked in my bathroom mirror this morning, I thought, Jill Archer, you're just about ready for slurry.
If you've come fishing for compliments, Jill.
I never say no, dear.
You're still the girl I married.
Oi, you two, don't make your son blush.
I feel better already. You can have this thermos of coffee.
Flattery rewarded by bribery.
Exactly.
Perhaps I should take some lessons.
Why not? Have you told him yet, Phil?
I was just leading up to it.
What's this?
Father and I had a talk about Red House Farm.
Oh, I'm beginning to hate the sound of that name.
Well, he won't if we have our offer accepted.
You think we can afford it?
As Cameron Fraser seems so keen to sell it.
And you really don't want a theme park next door to Brookfield.
Oh, I don't really believe that rumour. I reckon Cameron's just putting it about to get people in a lather.
Yes, well, I'm not going to bite. But we can start by making him an offer of $1,000 per acre.
For 70 acres.
70K? Surely he's never going to let it go for that.
Well, if he does, we won't argue.
But it's more an offer to test the waters.
To find out what he really thinks he can get for it.
Great. At least give it a whirl.
And do you think that might make Ruth feel a bit happier?
Make her feel consulted?
I reckon she'll be over the moon.
Oh, I hope so. I don't like to see you two arguing all the time.
Oh, we don't argue all the time.
Well, you could have fooled me this week.
Huh. I'll tell her at lunchtime, see what she says.
I'm going into Borchester, so if you like, I could call in at Rodway's and make the offer.
Why not? No time like the present.
Then I must get cracking. I've got all the preparations for Mark's dinner tonight.
Oh, we had one celebration yesterday in the wine bar.
I think I can manage to lay on a better spread than Shane's quiches. That is, if I get a move on and do my shopping.
Sit down, Lizzie.
Nigel, you're wearing your suit.
Oh, this is business.
And this used to be your nursery.
Not anymore. It's now my office.
Where's Teddy?
I don't think my old teddy bear would set quite the right tone, do you?
You're the boss.
I'm glad you understand that, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? So what shall I call you? Your Highness, or would Sir be adequate?
Lizzie, I don't think you're taking this seriously enough.
If you knew how long I spent getting ready this morning.
You do look simply stunning.
Thank you, kind sir.
I'll just boot the old computer.
Nigel, you've got a laptop.
It's so much handier.
Gosh.
Impressed?
No, Cameron's had one for yonks. Now, the first thing we should talk about is your mother.
No need.
Well, I happen to think there's every need. After all, the last time I met Mummy, she made it quite plain that I wasn't good enough for you.
Yes, but that was personal. Now, this is business.
And how do I know she isn't going to come and cause trouble if I work for you? You couldn't even write a cheque before without getting her permission.
Things have changed, Lizzie. I'm in complete control.
Oh, yes? So where is Mummy now, chained up in the broom cupboard?
Look, I know Mummy has a few problems.
Only a few?
But she's away for quite some time.
On a cure?
She's staying in Bahamas with some friends of hers.
Gosh, that must cost a packet.
No, only the airfare. She's the house guest of some friends she met in town. Some rather wealthy Iranians.
The peacock throne crowd?
I've really no idea. But the important thing is that Mummy gets on with them. And they seem to like her.
I see.
At the moment, I'm forwarding her allowance to her.
Now I am impressed.
Lizzie, if I hadn't taken control of the estate, it would be in the hands of the receivers by now.
So you can afford to pay me a decent salary?
I shall, of course, pay you by results.
What?
I presume you won't be looking for a free ride, because the estate can't afford to carry anyone.
Well, it's all right, Nigel. Don't get your floral boxes in a twist.
Gosh, how did you know?
Remember when you stayed with Shula and Mark and ruined all their washing? When the colours in your fruit pattern shorts ran?
What a memory you've got.
Once a journalist.
Gosh, you'll be super in this job. Once you've completed the training course.
Training course? What training course?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you about, amongst other things.
I'll stick with that one for now.
Well, you won't be able to take your Institute of Marketing exams if you haven't trained, will you?
I can't argue with your logic, Nigel.
Oh, good.
But don't think that you'll be getting a yes, woman.
I rather liked it when you used to say yes, Lizzie.
As we're being businesslike, Nigel, That's quite enough of that sort of talk.
Sorry.
Now, what about my salary?
I think that the first few months should take the form of a probationary period. What do you say?
Probation.
You sure you want to do this, Jenny?
Roger, I can't think of anything more fun.
I wasn't talking about lunch in the hotel bedroom.
What do you think? Will these do all right straight from the packet?
They could. Langoustines, aren't they?
Suppose they are. They're pink, right?
Let me carry that for you.
No, I can manage. I haul far more than this on an average shopping day. Some good mayonnaise to go with these, I think.
I was trying to say that perhaps this shopping trip isn't such a good idea.
Why?
Underwood's food hall. Lunchtime on a Friday.
Oh, no, nobody from Ambridge would come here on a Friday lunchtime. Cash and carry, maybe. Or the cut price in the precinct, but not here, darling.
Fine.
And at least we can cut across the car park to the hotel.
Exactly, but we should be quick about the shopping, just in case.
A point taken. So what were those books you bought? Didn't sound like your sort of thing at all.
They weren't, but they weren't for me anyway.
For a plant?
No, for Adam.
Oh, darling, you spent all that money on books for Adam.
I bought Deborah a car, so what's a few books? Anyway, I know he'll be interested.
Oh, Roger, you are so lovely.
Hey, don't get carried away.
I'm
Jill! Jennifer.
Hello, Jill.
Roger.
Quite a scrum in here today. Roger, why don't you be a poppet and take these groceries of yours to the checkout?
Yes, of course. Goodbye, Jill. Nice to have seen you again.
Goodbye.
This isn't at all how it looks, Jill.
No?
No, of course it's not.
And how exactly do you think it looks? To me, that is.
Roger's been terribly worried about Debbie.
She was perfectly all right the other evening when we had supper.
Oh, yes, but you know how it is at that age.
Yes.
And Brian's fearfully jealous, and he doesn't like me to see Roger. And, of course, I don't make a habit of seeing him.
Except for today.
Well, we just met for coffee, and then he wanted to get some shopping, and you know what men are like when it comes to shopping, so I said that I'd help him pick out a few basics, and we...
Liking prawns?
Well, he always did have expensive tastes.
Look, Jennifer, this is really none of my business.
No. Thank you. Not that there's anything wrong in this meeting, but you know how people are.
But I will say this one thing. I hope you know what you're doing.
Archers was written by Sam Jacobs, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Joanna Toy, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn. And now, before...